And now back to The Good Life with Steve Robison and Jody Eisenhart on Living Large.
We're back with more on Living Large with a really special guest here all the way from Australia today, Steve.
I was going to say she's a Greek woman or of Greek heritage, and she's in Australia, but Maria.
She is. Yes, we have Maria Benardis. She's the author of Wisdom for Better Health, How the Wisdom of Ancient Greece Can Lead to a Longer Life. Maria, I'm madly in love with your book. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited, and I need to come over your way. I'll be in Albuquerque soon, so you're just sort of not far from there, so I think I'll have to pop in.
We would love to, have you. Look, you're an award-winning cookbook author, and you're passionate about your Greek heritage and culture, in particular your native cuisine. And what can we learn from the way that ancient Greek culture ate and lived their lives?
Yeah, well, it's really quite interesting. I felt compelled to bring back all those wisdoms and philosophies on cooking and eating because I observed that the ancient Greeks lived, many of them, till the age of 200 ill-free. And they were sort of at peace and connected to themselves and connected to nature. And when I sort of studied them, I worked out that everything started in the kitchen. And a lot of the principles and, philosophies and wisdoms that they adopt in the kitchen when cooking, and of course after when they were eating, also helped them in other aspects of their life. So in other words, in their work and in anything else that they did. And I started to question, why is it that we can't attain that age of 200? And why is it that we have so many illnesses here in this world today?
We're on the phone with Maria Benardis. She has written an excellent, excellent cookbook. It's called Cooking and Eating Wisdom for Better Health. And one question I had, Maria, what are some of the key ingredients in Greek cooking that Hippocrates and other ancient physicians that they used in their cooking and potions to really heal some health conditions? And I think that you kind of apply them today as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll just give you, three key ingredients which we use in a lot of our desserts and in a lot of our cooking that Hippocrates and other, ancient physicians use. And for example, honey. You know, they use honey to cure skin conditions, which still this day, some alternative doctors recommend. They used it for coughs and anything else to do with inflammations around the throat area, and still today people say put some honey in your tea. Another important ingredient that they used was cinnamon, and cinnamon in ancient times was recommended that it be sort of sniffed to get alertness, and it was also prescribed by Hippocrates for people with blood pressure. Now, today, how many times have we heard alternative, doctors recommending cinnamon and a combination of honey to reduce blood pressure? So it's interesting that these people knew all this.
That's the thing. Sorry, yes, Maria, I was just going to say that's the thing. It's like we hear little tidbits about cinnamon or even about honey, but I think a lot of us don't realize that this comes from, thousands of years ago, and you really help us understand where this all came from. All of these things that we might hear, honey's good to put in your tea, or cinnamon's good for blood pressure, but you really get into the detail in the book about how this has been, used for centuries. And did I mention the recipes are absolutely gorgeous and sound delicious. The photography is beautiful. And so I just encourage everyone to check this out. I mean, if you love Greek food, get it just because you love Greek food. But if you are interested in Greek culture and history, and if you're interested in, getting healthier, I mean, it's kind of a one-stop shop. And so you can find the book on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble. You can visit your website, which is mariabernardis.com, and we'll put a link on livinglargehouston.com. It's just a great book, Maria. We can't thank you enough for coming on and helping us have wisdom for better health.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I hope each person that reads this book, finds their inner peace and inner healing, because that's basically my aim.
Oh, Maria, can I ask you one more quick question?
Certainly.
Obviously, you're of Greek origin. Is it true that you should put Windex on everything like you saw in the movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
I'm not quite sure. It goes against my whole notion of using conscious ingredients. But I tell you what they did use in ancient Greece, apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar was used not only for cleaning, but also to help people with acid reflux, to lose weight, cholesterol lowering. So I recommend people substitute it with apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
That's your one-stop thing, not the bottle of Windex. Steve's so funny. But, you know, some of our Greek friends say that almost everything else in that movie is true. So,
well, not almost everything, but I had a good laugh, especially with the vegetarian part. Well, we've got lamb for you.
Yeah.
So it was a good movie.
Well, that continued success, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me so much. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
There's more of The Good Life ahead with Steve Robison and Jody Eisenhart on Live and Large.